Right view on a mundane level, affected by the taints, partaking of merit, ripening in the acquisitions. That can be summarized as a view that with the foundation as an understanding and confidence or belief in the law of karma. There is action, there is result of action. That's a thread that runs through all those different things. If there's what's given, what's offered, sacrifice, there's result of good and bad action. There's this world, the other world, there's mother and father, beings are reborn spontaneously, all of that. What that is characterized by is an understanding and confidence in the law of karma, that what we do actually does have results. Yeah.
Would you say it includes rebirth?
Yeah. 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 There is this world and the other world.
So that would be rebirth.
That would be rebirth, yeah.
Right view means trusting all.
Yeah. Yeah, or having a confidence in that, having a sense of that as a reality. Sometimes one might not have, because it's a view, that view gives one that sense of taking responsibility for one's actions. Because oftentimes, without that perspective, it's easy to fall into a view of nihilism, or a sense, what's the point? What's the use? Everything turns to crap anyway. You know, why bother? So you realize, no, it's really important. What we do, what we say, what we think, this all has results. Yes, it is intricate. Yes, it is sometimes hard to understand the details, but the fundamental principle is one can have confidence in. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just thinking of a really good sutta that presents rebirth, the teaching of rebirth, as a strategy.
Right.
Is the Apanika.
Apanika Sutta, yes, yeah. yes.
It really portrays the whole contemplation of rebirth as a strategy.
Let's see what the Majjhima 60, and it's translated by Bhikkhu Bodhi as the incontrovertible teaching. Okay. The Buddha is discussing with a group of Brahmins and going over the different views and saying there is fruits of our actions. The Buddha is pretty categorical. Sometimes the Buddha is a bit kind of cagey. But he says, since there actually is causality, one who holds the view, there is no causality, has wrong view. It's not sort of, well, maybe not. So the Buddha's very, very clear in that.
He says more or less the same thing in regards to rebirth itself.
He says the same thing with rebirth and the different realms. He basically says the same thing. He's pretty categorical. Anyway, it's a good sutta to look up. Ajahn Gajana.
Other thoughts about that? That right view is, first it's, one certainly can benefit from practicing the Buddha's instructions without full belief in that. But it is what makes it the most important thing in your life.
Yeah, in terms of a natural path, it's natural for water to flow downhill, but if you put a whole lot of obstacles in the way, then it flows down slower. So in the same way, yes, it's natural. But the more willing you are to take it on fully, the quicker it is, less painful.
And also, that particular formulation is almost deliberately a bit vague, and it actually includes, there are quite a few other spiritual traditions that would pretty much completely agree with that.
One of the conditions for taking ordination, you could be ordained quite quickly. If you were a wanderer from another sect and wanted to ordain with the Buddha, you could take ordination immediately if you held a doctrine on the efficacy of action, or law, had a faith in the law of karma. Whereas if one were a kind of a devoted nihilist, then the Buddha would require a probationary period before taking one on for ordination. There's a fundamental belief in the way things are.